This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapak. President Draupadi Murmu has called for collective efforts towards conservation of environment. She said that environmental protection and its promotion will be possible only through continuous activism based on awareness and collective efforts of all. The president stated this while inaugurating a National Conference on Environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The two-day event has been organized by the National Green Tribunal. President Murmu said that this is our moral responsibility to provide a legacy of a clean environment to the coming generations. She emphasized for adopting an environmentally conscious and sensitive lifestyle for conservation of environment. In Chhattisgarh, at least 17 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh today. Two jawans of District Reserve Guard were injured in this encounter. The security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists are present in Kerala Pal of the district. After this, a joint team of CRPF and District Reserve Guard launched the anti-naxal operation. There has been intermittent fast firing between security forces and Maoists since this morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of slain Maoists along with a large number of weapons and explosives from the spot. In the meantime, Union Home Minister Amit Shah highlighted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is resolved to eradicate Naxalism before 31st of March 2026. Appealing to those bearing arms, Shah said in a social media post that weapons and violence cannot bring change, only peace and development can. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has announced the successful completion of a 1,000-hour life test on its 300 millinewton stationary plasma thruster that is developed for induction in the electric propulsion system of satellites. According to ISRO, the life test was carried out under the full power level of 5.4 kilowatts in a chamber that simulates the vacuum conditions of space, and the erosion of the electrode liners was periodically monitored. ISRO said this information will play an important role in satellite orbit management. The death toll in Myanmar earthquake has risen to more than 1,000 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake on the Richter scale yesterday. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,002 people have now been found dead and another 2,376 injured, with 30 others missing. It said the numbers could still rise as detailed figures are still being collected. In Thailand's capital Bangkok, 6 people have been found dead, 26 injured and 47 are still missing. India has sent the first tranche of humanitarian aid to Myanmar. New Delhi is set to send 2 more Indian Air Force aircraft carrying relief material as part of Operation Brahma, its relief operation for the quake hit Myanmar. The relief package includes essential supplies such as tents, blankets, sleeping bags, food packets, hygiene kits, generators and kitchen sets. Additionally, crucial medical supplies including paracetamol, antibiotic syringes, gloves and bandages are being dispatched to support those affected by the disaster. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Senior General Min Aung Hlaing of Myanmar over the phone following the devastating earthquake. In a social media post, Modi said he conveyed his deep condolences at the loss of lives in the disaster. He affirmed that as a close friend and neighbor, India stands in solidarity with the people of Myanmar during this difficult time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the EIR news website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of EIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information of Broadcasting and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.